What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura alongside a very dapper Dustin Fox. It's business time for the Browns heading into Buffalo to take on the Bills this Sunday, Dustin. And it's going to be an interesting matchup for our defense, coming off their best performance against the run all year, going against a Bills team that is very effective at running the football, and they've got Fred Jackson back.
They're just effective as a whole. I mean, you look at Fred Jackson, he's a capable back. In fact, I played with a guy, you know, 5 years ago when I was at the Buffalo Bills, the D3 boy from Coe College. He's had a nice career in the NFL, and now that he's healthy, he's certainly going to be a weapon. Bryce Brown there as well. The Browns got to stop the run. That's got to be the first and foremost priority for this game. And then you look at the quarterback position there, Kyle Orton. A lot of people hate on this guy. The guy is a pretty solid, serviceable quarterback. 12 touchdowns, only 3 picks.
Yeah, that's the key right there. Taking care of the football is Kyle Orton. They also have Anthony Dixon, a big guy who was formerly of the 49ers, in the backfield, scored last week. Now, Orton, you mentioned 12 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, hasn't thrown a pick in multiple games. The Browns, though, that's what they do, generate turnovers, 15 in the last 6 games, most in the league. How do you turn Kyle Orton over? What do you have to do?
It's a great question. You got to get pressure. You know, he's been sacked 21 times this year, which is not a lot considering where we're at in the season. But you've got to try and create pressure like they did last week against Atlanta. I liked what Jim O'Neill did, especially late in the game. You looked at some of the pressures that he brought with defensive backs.
Sure.
You know, Kaywan was coming in on a couple of pressures. Heck, I thought that Matt Ryan broke a rib when Kaywan got his little 5'9", 180 pounds in there and got a little hit on him. But, yeah, I think you just got to try and create some pressure in any way you possibly can.
Wide receiver, another marquee matchup for Joe Hayden. Sammy Watkins, the guy many people think the Browns would have taken had they stayed at 4. He's going to get Joe Hayden. Robert Woods on the other side has come on very strong of late, had over 110 yards and a touchdown last week or on Monday against the Jets. So he's a guy, Buster Screen, playing very well, though. Those are going to be some key matchups.
Definitely. I like the way Joe Hayden stepped up against Julio Jones. I thought early in the game against Atlanta, he had his struggles. I thought Julio was getting off the line of scrimmage. I thought he was creating separation. But then Joe came back. He had the unbelievable interception where he went up and got that about 10 feet in the air.
Yes,
it was an incredible play. But you're right. This is going to be an extremely interesting matchup to watch because of the trade, because of Sammy Watkins, the fact that the Browns could have had him decide to move out of that spot and trade with the Buffalo Bills. Now I'm sure Sammy Watkins, in the Browns, there's going to be a little bit of chippiness about this, and we'll watch this matchup all afternoon.
Now it's a big return for the many guys on this defense, on the staff anyway, back to Buffalo, but also for Jim Leonard and Dante Whitner. Both safety spent significant time with the Buffalo Bills. How do you see Leonard stepping in for Tashawn Gibson?
Jim's got to have a big game. He does. Tashawn Gibson, the injury, it's better than we thought. The fact that he's not going to be out for like an extended period of time, but he may miss the rest of the year. But Jim Leonard, he's a veteran guy. He knows how to play within himself. He's not the athlete that he once was at 32 years of age. But I'm sure there will be some motivation going back to play in Buffalo for both Dante and for Jim Leonard. Very interesting that they're both going to be starting in this game going back home. But I expect a big day for Jim. And Dante, too, he needs to step up. He dropped that interception last week. A couple of busted coverages there as well, including the touchdown to Julio Jones. So, both guys need a big game.
When you think about this matchup, last year Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, so he knows Doug Marrone, he knows that offense, their tendencies very well, but at the same time the Bills know what Mike Pettine likes to do defensively. Does anybody have an advantage there in terms of the knowledge of what the other team is bringing to the table?
I don't think so, because what you have happen every week is a new game plan. Now, there may be some knowledge of certain situations, but you've got new personnel. They've got a different quarterback there. It's not E.J. Manuel anymore. It's Kyle Orton, so I wouldn't say that there's a huge advantage. More than anything, there just probably is more storylines for us because of the fact that they had a history together. But I don't think on game day it's going to be a factor.
The Browns defense playing very well of late. They need to keep that going against the Bills because the Bills have a great defense. We'll preview that tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Today, the Browns offense versus the Bills defense. But in this one, it's all about the Browns D shutting down this offense, limiting the ground game, getting pressure on Kyle Orton, and keeping them out of the end zone. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today.